With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced today it is giving final approval to the Libby Superfund Asbestos Cleanup Program. Work to clean up the town started about 15 years ago. Nick Raines, manager of the Lincoln County Asbestos Resource Program, says the final approval is more ceremonial than anything.
There's not a lot of groundbreaking news in it, but it is a fairly big milestone for both the EPA and I think the community here. I think it's the first big step in wrapping things up in Libby as far as the Asbestos Superfund site goes.
An EPA risk assessment last year found that the cleanup of almost 2,300 properties in Libby and nearby Troy had significantly reduced asbestos exposure risk. But contaminated material remains in the walls of many houses, and about 700 properties have yet to be investigated. The EPA estimates that final cleanup work will take another 2 to 3 years. More Montanans are getting medical coverage through the state's health insurance marketplace. According to the federal government, more than 58,000 Montana residents bought their insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace during the most recent open enrollment period. That's up 7% from the previous year. New higher tax penalties for not having healthcare also kick in 2016. Open enrollment for 2016 coverage ended January 31st, although people eligible for Medicaid can enroll anytime. The cost of marketplace plans have gone up, but state officials say the higher costs are typically offset by increased tax credits. Former Missoula State Representative Champ Edmonds says he's ending his campaign for state auditor and is endorsing fellow Republican Matt Rosendale from Glendive. Rosendale, who is the Senate Majority Leader, announced his plans to run for the office on Friday. Democrat Jesse Laslovich is also seeking the office. The Newspapers of Montana reports Laslovich has raised more than $138,000 and after expenses has nearly $124,000 in the bank. Laslovich has worked for the past 5 years as chief counsel for current auditor Monica Lindeen. Term limits prohibit her from seeking re-election. The state of Montana has a new Fire and Aviation Bureau chief. He was hired last month and is keeping a close eye on this winter's weather. Edward O'Brien reports.
Mike DeGroski replaces Ted Mead, who retired from the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in December. DeGroski has almost 4 decades of wildland fire and incident management experience under his belt. His job will be to lead and coordinate Montana's wildland fire services. How challenging that job is from year to year depends a lot on how much snow and rain Montana gets. DeGroski says he's been pleasantly surprised by this winter's precipitation.
Up until last week, I was thinking, oh, we're looking pretty good. This isn't really what I was expecting from the El Nino year. We're getting snow. We have decent snowpack. It's not exactly what I had envisioned.
But what a difference a week can make.
What I saw driving up the Clearwater River last week compared to what I saw driving up the Clearwater River this week, it left me a little concerned. It feels like spring's coming on awfully early.
Montana's fleet of firefighting helicopters isn't allowed to attack fires on federal land. The Forest Service says it doesn't use state helicopters because they don't meet the agency's safety standards. Last year, Governor Steve Bullock made that an issue, pressing the Forest Service to use those state helicopters. DeGroski says that hasn't been resolved yet.
It's an ongoing issue. We're still working on it with the Forest Service, and that's probably all I can say about it at this point because it is an ongoing issue where we're negotiating between agencies.
DeGroski hopes the issue is resolved before the start of this year's fire season. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced today it is giving final approval to the Libby Superfund Asbestos Cleanup Program. Work to clean up the town started about 15 years ago. Tina Oliphant, executive director of the Kootenai River Development Council, says she is pleased the approval was announced today because it helps with economic efforts in Lincoln County.
That's why we're on pins and needles that this record of decision came quickly. So that's why we needed it done in the beginning of 2016 so we could move on our goal to get this all delisted by the end of 2016.
An EPA risk assessment last year found that the cleanup of almost 2,300 properties in Libby and nearby Troy had significantly reduced asbestos exposure risk. But contaminated material remains in the walls of many houses, and about 700 properties have yet to be investigated. The EPA estimates that final cleanup work will take another 2 to 3 years. Governor Steve Bullock was in Great Falls today to launch the job training component of Montana's Medicaid expansion. He was joined at Great Falls Job Service by Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, who helped Bullock gain enough Republican votes in the legislature to pass Medicaid expansion last year. A prior attempt failed in 2013. Buttrey says the jobs training component in Montana's Medicaid expansion will eventually lead to people being less dependent on the government as Medicaid recipients get healthy and find work.
Finally, a state comes forth with a solution that recognizes people have to be healthy, physically and mentally, off addictions, and need the proper career tools to be successful and financially independent.
Buttrey says what happens to Montana's Medicaid expansion when it expires in 2020 could depend on the success of the job assistance program announced today. It's estimated that some 70,000 Montanans are now eligible for the new, more generous Medicaid benefits. They're available to anyone making about $16,000 a year or less. So far, more than 27,000 Montanans have enrolled in Montana's expanded Medicaid program. A utility serving 26,000 eastern Montana customers scaled back its proposal for a steep rate hike today, just a day before the matter was scheduled to go before state regulators for a public hearing. Montana Dakota Utilities plan to file a new application with the Montana Public Service Commission, reducing the proposed rate hike from 21% to 13.3%, spokesman Mark Hansen said today. The change came after the Montana Consumer Council and a group representing large electricity customers had objected to the increase. The utility has said it needs to cover costs that includes it to share the $400 million in pollution controls at coal plants in Montana and South Dakota. A public hearing on the company's request is scheduled to begin Tuesday before the Public Service Commission at the Dawson County Courthouse in Glendive. It's expected to last several days. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.